Thank you for calling XBL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How am I assist you today?
Hello, Sandri. Sandra, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. My name is Ed. I don't know if you remember me. You know who
you
I am.
You sound familiar. Yes, sir. What's that order number?
How you doing, Sandra? Order I'm number good. 0714 D Delta C Carlos 43. Repeat. 0714 D Delta C Carlos 43.
Okay, that's 0714 Delta Charlie 43.
Okay, we have a customer's address is 631.
Oh, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Yes?
I was just repeating it back to you. Let me pull it up for you, and then you can verify the information for me. You're okay.
Thank
Hold
you.
On just one second.
Sparky.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Okay, customer's name is James. Address 63164 Avenue, St. Petersburg, St. Pete Beach.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Shows this is a Best Buy order. How can I assist you today?
Okay, we got to the customer's house. We're supposed to install a cooktop for him. Now, I specifically tell the customer, sir, this cooktop that you have, it needs 50 amps to work properly. And he's like, oh, no, why don't you just put it in? And then I said, no, I can't. You need to have an electrician come here. He need to rewire the wire because you got an 8-wire. You need a 6-wire with a 50-amp breaker. All of that, I cannot install something. It's not going to work properly, sir. Anything can happen to the wire. Oh, I can just change the breaker. I said, no, I do not want you to do that. I want you to do the right thing. Call the electrician and see if the electrician can do it. Oh, you know what? Don't install nothing. Get out. So, okay. So, I mean, I'm just calling to get a trip charge.
Okay. Yes, sir. And, wow, because you know, it doesn't even show this order is routed, but if you've been to the customer's house, okay. Let me place you on a brief hold. And
yeah,
let me call that customer.
He's aware that, yeah, talk to him.
Okay, so you say he needs a 50-amp breaker. He has to have it rewired from 8 to 6?
No, the wire he's got now is the 8-wire.
Okay.
So the wire is the 8-wire. There's no way to me put a 50-amp on there. Unbelievable. It's not going to work properly. So, I mean, what's going to happen is the wire is going to melt because there's too much power for that wire. So, I mean, I specifically tell him, call the electrician. The electrician need to put, okay, you need to have a 50-amp breaker in there with a 6-wire. The wire's got to be a number 6. Right now, he's got a wire number 8. That meaning the wire is too thin, real thin. With that 50-amp, what's going to happen? It could be a fire. Anything can happen. And we do not install something, it's not going to be properly done.
That's correct.
And he's like, oh, it'll work fine. And, but let's say I put it in and he don't call an electrician. I know he won't. He would just go there, change that breaker, and then, well, he never told me nothing. So, I mean, no. He refused to sign. I specifically tell him, look, I can get you, I can put it in, and then I get you the sign saying that you're aware that you need a 50 amp. Oh, I ain't doing that. It's okay. Don't worry. So, I mean, I tell him, you get an electrician first, change the wires, and give me a 50 amp. I will come back and install your cooktop with no issues. Okay. So, I mean, now we're waiting for the guy to get the electrician there.
Okay, so you are going to install it, or you just going to leave it there?
No. I'm going to – it was there from the beginning. I never brought it in.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Yes, sir, I'm just trying to get as much information as I can because I'm going to have to call the DOD for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just one second. I know you need the trip charge. That's why I'm going to call a DLD, but let me call a customer first and verify.
Do the best. Thank you.